Our Sustainable Community Voices guests in studio to talk about how, well, West Michigan is sustaining and we're doing well. Sustainability Manager with the City of Grand Rapids, Allison Waskey-Sutter, in the house. Allison, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for you. All right, talk about yourself and your role in your organization.
Well, I have now been with the city for just a little over 3 months, so a very new addition with my role, but sustainability is not anything new to the city of Grand Rapids and something that the city's been committed to for nearly 15 years, and very excited to be in this new role and work with, you know, the city manager, the deputy city manager, as well as Mayor Bliss and the city commission.
So before we get into more specifics of the world of sustainability at the city, what's been your journey?
My journey has been a winding one, to say the least, but very fulfilling and exciting, and I think has prepared me well for this opportunity. I started and moved to Grand Rapids and worked as an environmental attorney for Warner Norcross and Judd for a number of years, and they gave me the great opportunity to create a sustainability program. So that was my foray into the world, and then had a stint with healthcare, so worked specifically with Metro Health Hospital as their sustainable business officer. Did some consulting for some hospitals nationally at Key Green Solutions, and then most recently had the opportunity to work as Spartan Nash's corporate responsibility manager for about 2.5 years.
Footprint is crazy good in West Michigan. What about the responsibility you had as with the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum?
That really was an organization I got involved in when I moved to Grand Rapids and has just been fantastic in terms of helping me to get to know the broader sustainability network throughout West Michigan and Grand Rapids. And I got invited to participate on the board fairly early. I think I'm the second longest standing board member right now, which is interesting. But I did serve most recently as president, and I'm in the current role of immediate past president. So I will rotate off of my kind of a 3-year term that includes vice president, president, and immediate this June.
All right. So what is new at your new world at the city in the world of sustainability, Allison?
Well, we're currently operating under our second 5-year sustainability plan at the city. So my predecessor, Harris, really helped get the original sustainability plan up and in functioning at the city. So currently, our sustainability plan is for fiscal year 17 through fiscal year 21. And I've come in the first few months, a key task that I had was really finding out where do we stand with respect to progress on that plan. And that plan, really what's unique to the city and why the city's been identified as a leader even nationally around sustainability is it's really focused on what we call the quadruple bottom line. So expanding the triple bottom line. So we have the environment, we have social, kind of the people community component. We also have economics, but then included is governance. So how are we doing as a local city government? How are we improving our own operations, running effectively, and really responding to the needs of our community?
Let's take each of those apart and maybe share a highlight or two. How about the environment?
The biggest part that I'm focusing on under the environment pillar is really energy right now. We have two key goals in the plan, the first being to achieve 100% renewable energy by 2025. That's specific to our own city operations and our electricity consumption. So we're currently at 26%, but something very exciting to note is we just had our groundbreaking at our new biodigester at our water resource recovery facility. So the team has done a phenomenal job of being very innovative out at that facility, and that we're hoping by 2019, when it's fully operational, is going to get us a little bit closer to that 50% for renewable energy. And currently I'm working on some strategies with our team to identify how can we move the needle really to get to that 100% renewable energy. And we'll be, of course, looking at things like our Butterworth landfill to do some solar, perhaps some solar on our buildings, our parking garages, but even looking at other things within energy, such as electric vehicles, LED streetlights, so helping to support the city holistically kind of on our own energy operations.
What is this? You serve as the chair of the District Advisory Committee?
Right, so a key program that I've come in that we've been committed to for a little over a year now is the Grand Rapids 2030 District. So our partner there is the U.S. Green Building Council West Michigan Chapter and Sherry Holman, and that's just been a fantastic partnership. So we have the District Advisory Committee for the 2030 District, and I serve as the chair of that committee. And a very exciting announcement for us, there are, I believe, 18 cities in the United States that currently have 2030 districts. And we are the first to expand our district to be inclusive of the entire city of Grand Rapids. So any commercial facility, it does not include single-family residents, but if it's a multifamily residence, can participate. And we'd really love to see more building owners and operators participate in the 2030 district.
And, of course, others that fall under the environment, water, waste, mobility, trees.
Yes, and a lot of those really are headed up by other key city staff. So one of my roles that I play as sustainability manager is to come alongside our departments and really help identify what are some innovative processes with respect to sustainability. How can I help support some of the great programs that we're already doing? So I think recently there was, you actually had on the show, I believe, some of our partners talking about a Partners for Places grant that focuses on water reduction for low-income neighbors. So just helping to support some of those programs and being involved. Of course, we have our Grand River Restoration projects that are taking place and have been happening for a while. With respect to trees, I sit on our Urban Forestry Committee. And so our Parks and Rec department's been doing a phenomenal job of trying to identify both location of park spaces and how do we make sure that that's equitable across the city. So the mayor signed on to a campaign nationally where we're really working to make sure every citizen in the city has access to a park within a 10-minute walk. And so that's something our Parks and Rec are looking at, as well as we have a goal around our tree canopy. We want to get to 40% tree canopy. That helps lower the temperatures in the city, provides better, cleaner air quality, the aesthetics, just greenery in general. And so those are some of the things that I get to help support and work on as well.
Talking with the sustainability manager with the City of Grand Rapids, Allison Waske-Sutter. Allison, you also, under this umbrella, social plays a role.
It does. And I really believe that not only for the city, but a movement and a trend that's happening in the sustainability world is historically when people talk about sustainability, there's been a focus on the environment. What are you doing on energy or waste? But now people are saying we really need to be focused on the social element of sustainability. So whether you're a city municipality or you're a private business, how do our operations affect people, our communities, our residents? And so there have been some great programs that the city has been working on and some newer initiatives as well. So community police relations is key. We also have a SAFE program that's all about safety in neighborhoods. We are also working on some racial equity programs within the city. Affordable housing is a really key project that the city commission is currently evaluating, looking to adopt some new policies around supporting and increasing the stock of affordable housing that we have available in the city. And really, I think just with respect to the social element, with the city, we're really trying to look at things with a lens of a neighborhood focus and engagement of neighborhoods.
And yes, economic governance, as you mentioned, as well. Are we able to find out more information? Is this available for the public?
Yes, it is. So currently, you can go to the City of Grand Rapids website, or you could Google and say sustainability at the City of Grand Rapids, and you will find information. You'll find our sustainability plan on the website. I will let you kind of a sneak peek, though. I think by early to mid-February, we'll have a new website that we're very excited about that is definitely going to be more user-friendly and really looking to help provide information based on how a user would like to get information about the city, what we're doing, how we're performing, how we're measuring our progress.
What would be a challenge or two of achieving what we've talked about and more?
I think right now one of the biggest challenges that I'm working on focusing is a continual one in the sustainability realm, and it's just education, both of our own city staff to fully understand what does it mean when we say sustainability and that we want to operate sustainably as a city? So both internally with our own city staff and as well as our community, and being transparent about what that means, inviting people to engage, because people are very passionate about this topic. It's a growing area of interest for individuals, businesses, nonprofits, across almost all sectors. So wanting to be very thoughtful about how do we include those that are interested in sustainability and want to work alongside the city.
And how are you measuring progress?
So through our sustainability plan, I have started to look at the different, we call them targets and value streams in the plan, but which of those are quantitative. And I'm in the process of trying to draft and put together a dashboard that we'll use as a more kind of concise method of communicating to the public clearly, you know, what are our quantitative goals? How are we performing against those goals across time? So I'm hoping here in the next 6 to 9 months that we'll have some more information specifically to share, such as perhaps a dashboard.
Great. Anything else you'd like to share?
You know, just that, as I said, I'm still really new in my role, and if there are folks in the community that are interested in sustainability, always love to hear comments, suggestions, ways in which the community thinks that we should be moving in terms of sustainability or where they would like to see us focus so that we really make sure that we're responding to all citizens within the city of Grand Rapids, and I really welcome that interaction with new people.
2017-2021, this sustainability plan for the City of Grand Rapids under the leadership of the Sustainability Manager, City of Grand Rapids, Allison Waskey Sutter. One more time, best way to find out more information?
So you can reach me. My direct phone number is 616-456-3689, or my email address is asutter, which is A-S-U-T-T-E-R, at grcity.us.
It's called Hitting the Ground Running, 3 months into your program, and you're on the radio. Allison, thanks. Nice job.
Thank you.